And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. I'm Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kill girls. For more on Till to Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is December 24th. It is just yet another day for me. The NHL is on their holiday break, so we don't have games tonight, tomorrow, or Monday. They don't come back until Tuesday, which means our next episode won't be until next Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, we're actually going to kick off by talking about the NWHL on this episode. The NWHL had only one game this past weekend, which was the New York Riveters at the Connecticut Whale. In the first period of the game at 2:36, New York Riveters would get on the board, scored by Courtney Burke, assist by Janine Weber and Maya DeOnch. And then at 5:32, Gabby Figueroa of the Rivers would be called for cross-checking. In the second period, the only thing that would happen would be Molly Engstrom on the Connecticut Whale getting called for goaltender interference. Then in the third period, things would shake up a bit as 53 seconds into the period, Malika McMillan of the New York Rivers would get a 5-minute major and a game misconduct for body checking. Then at 7:14, Megan Mangine of the Connecticut Whale would be called for slashing. Then at 19:21, Madison Packer would score for the Riveters, assisted by Janine Weber and Maya DeOnch again. And then at 19:27, Nicole Costa would be called for tripping for the Whale. At the end of the game, it would be 2-0 victory for the New York Riveters. So Jung Shin would record her first career NWHL hat trick. She would make 27 saves on 27 shots, and she would also be named the NWHL Player of the Week. The shots in this game were 27-18 in favor of the Connecticut Whale. On the power play, the Riveters were 0-3 and the Whale for 0-2. And at, like I said, the New York Riveters would go on to win 2-0. And as a result, the standings would have a little bit of a change. The Boston Pride would still be in first place at 8-0 with 16 points. Then in second place, it is Connecticut Whale with 4 wins, 5 losses, and 8 points. And then the New York Riveters would actually now be tied with the Connecticut Whale for second place with 3 wins, 5 losses, and 2 overtime losses with 8 points. And the Buffalo Buttes in last place with a 3-5-0-1 record with 7 points. So they don't come back until Saturday, January 7th, when the Boston Pride take on the New York Riveters in New York and the Buffalo Buttes visit the Connecticut Whale. So that's what's up next for the NWHL. No interview, sadly, today, but, you know, those things happen. It is the holiday season, after all. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, going into the NHL for NHL news and notes for December 19th. December 19th marked the 99th anniversary of the first NHL games in NHL history. On December 19th, 1917, the Montreal Wanderers defeated the Toronto Arenas 10-9, and the Montreal Canadiens skated to a 7-4 victory against the Ottawa Senators. For all players on the NHL active roster, injured reserve, or with non-roster and injured non-roster status, as of midnight local time December 19th, a roster freeze shall apply throughout midnight December 27th with respect to waivers, trades, and loans, subject to the exceptions provided for in the CBA Article 16.5D. The NHL Three Stars of the Week ending in December 18th were announced. First stars are Timmy Panarin of the left winger of the Chicago Blackhawks. Panarin paced the NHL with 7 assists and 10 points in 4 games, all multi-point performances to help the league-leading Blackhawks stretch their overall winning streak to 5 contests. Second star was Henrik Lundqvist, goaltender of the New York Rangers. Lundqvist went 3-0-0 with a .98 goals against average and a .967 save percentage to backstop the Eastern Conference leading Rangers to 6 out of a possible 8 standing points. And then the third star was Erik Staal, center of the Minnesota Wild. Staal shared the league lead with 4 goals in 3 outings as the Wild extended their winning streak to 7 games, their longest such run since March 14th through 27th, 2013. The Calgary Flames scored 3 times on the power play to improve the 5-1-1 in their past 7 road games, including 3 consecutive wins. Sean Monahan extended his NHL career-high point streak to 10 games. Elias Sports Bureau notes that he became the first Flames player to earn at least 1 point in 10 or more consecutive games since Christian Huzelius from January 9th to February 10th, 2007. Cam Fowler scored his third game-winning goal of the season to move into a tie for the league lead among defensemen and lift the Anaheim Ducks to their fifth win in their past seven games. Anaheim earned its first road win against the Toronto Maple Leafs since October 21, 2008, to end their four-game slide in coach Randy Carlyle's first game against his former team. Pekka-Rinne denied all three shootout attempts when the Nashville Predators ended the Philadelphia Flyers' home win streak at six games. The Predators earned their first victory in extra time this season, ending a five-game slide. This past Monday between the Detroit Red Wings and Carolina Hurricanes at PNC Arena was postponed because of a technical problem with the ice equipment that made the ice service unplayable. The date and time of the rescheduled game will be announced at a later date, which actually was announced yesterday for March 27th. Then, on December 20th, Florida Panthers forward Jaromir Jagr had three assists, his first such performance since March 31st, 2014, which was ironically versus Florida when he was a member of the New Jersey Devils, to tie Mark Messier for second place on the NHL's all-time points list. Jagr earned his 1,887th NHL point while playing in his 1,662nd NHL game, 94 fewer than Messier had played in his career. Wayne Gretzky scored 894 goals with 1,963 assists and 2,857 points in 1,487 NHL games. Elias notes that Jagr had his 252nd three-point game and 59th three-assist performance in the league. He's three assists from tying Paul Coffey for fifth place in league history. Panthers goalie Roberto Luongo made 33 saves through overtime and stopped both shootout attempts to pick up his 447th NHL victory, tying Terry Sawchuk for fifth place on the all-time list. Only Martin Brodeur, Patrick Waugh, Ed Belfour, and Curtis Joseph have more. Cam Atkinson scored twice and in the shootout to help the Columbus Blue Jackets establish a record with their 10th consecutive victory. At 21-5-4, Columbus sits 1 point back of first place in the Eastern Conference and 2 points shy of the top spot in the league. Columbus also extended its point streak to 12 games, the third such run in its history. The others were 8-0-4 from February 26 to March 22, 2013, and 12-0-1 from March 18 to April 11, 2015. Seven different players scored, including Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, and Phil Kessel, to help the Pittsburgh Penguins pass their Metropolitan Division rival New York Rangers in a game that featured the top two teams in the Eastern Conference. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we'll be going to a break. When we come back, we'll do NHL news and notes throughout the rest of the league for the rest of the week, plus also go over some Washington Capitals games. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Looking for that fun thing to do with the family? Then come to AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 16th through 18th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Nolan North, David Hayter, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And we are going to go back into NHL news and notes for December 21st. Detroit Red Wings placed goaltender Jimmy Howard on 7-day injured reserve. Howard sustained a lower body injury at 5:39 in the second period of a 4-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning at Amalie Arena on Tuesday, when Detroit Red Wings defenseman Nick Jensen and Lightning forward Eric Condra fell on top of him during a scrum in the crease. Howard was unable to put weight on his right leg and had to be helped off the ice. It was later announced that he would be out 4 to 6 weeks. Tampa Bay Lightning goaltender Ben Bishop will miss 3 to 4 weeks because of a lower body injury. Bishop was injured making a save on a shot by Detroit Red Wings defenseman Nick Jensen in a 4-1 win Tuesday. Bishop left the ice at 12:14 of the first period during the stoppage of play. The 30-year-old is 9-10-2 with a 2.79 saves goals against average and a .907 save percentage in 22 games this season. Bishop led the NHL with a 2.06 goals against average and was 35-21-4, finishing second in Vezina Trophy voting to Braden Holtby of the Washington Capitals last season. And then the Edmonton Oilers opened a 3-0 lead early in the second period and held on to win their third consecutive game overall and defeat the Arizona Coyotes in regulation for the first time since January 25, 2011, ending Arizona's point streak in the head-to-head series at 25 games. And also that day was the Washington Capitals versus the Philadelphia Flyers in Philadelphia. The lineup for the Capitals was Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jacob Vrana with Lars Eller and Andrei Burakovsky, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Alsner with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov and Matt Niskanen, Burks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. For the Philadelphia Flyers, their lineup was Michael Raffel with Claude Giroux and Jacob Voracek, Travis Konechny with Braden Schenn and Wayne Simmonds, Chris Van Develde with Pierre-Édouard Bellemare and Roman Lubimov, Taylor Lear with Nick Cousins and Dale Weiss, Ivan Provorov with Andrew McDonald, Brandon Manning with Shane Gostisbehere, Michael Delzato with Radko Gudas, and Steve Mason in the net. In the first period, Dan Winnick would be called for tripping at 6:16, but then at 18:24, Andrei Burakovsky would score his third of the season from Dmitry Orlov and Lars Eller, their 13th and 3rd, respectively. At the end of the first, it would be the Caps up 1-0, shots were 14-7 in favor of the Caps, faceoffs were 10-6 in favor of the Flyers, hits were 9-7 in favor of the Caps, and on the power play, the Caps did not have one, and the Flyers were 0-1. This was a good first period. Burakovsky scored a huge goal to end his drought, and the forechecking was very solid. The Caps need to remain aggressive, draw some penalties, and do better in the faceoff circle. Going into the second period, at 4:25, Michael Raffel would score his 7th of the season from Radko Gudas and Jacob Voracek. Then at 9:50, Lars Eller would take the lead back for the Capitals with his 3rd of the season from John Carlson, Andrei Burakovsky, their 14th and 9th of the season. Then at 12:36, Lars Eller would be called for high-sticking. Then at 18:58, Shane Gostisbehere, the Flyers, would be called for high-sticking, and Justin Williams would be called for slashing. At 19:39, Claude Giroux would tie up the game at 2 with his 10th of the season, which would be unassisted. At the end of the second period, it would be tied 2 apiece. Shots were 24-19 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 18-17 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 29-13 in favor of the Flyers, and on the power play, the Caps did not have one yet again, and the Flyers are 0-2. It was a slow start to the period for the Caps, but they started to heat up as the period continued. The Caps need to remain aggressive and draw some penalties. In the third period, the only thing that would happen would be Radko Gudas being called for hooking at 18-12. The game would remain tied at 2 apiece. Shots were 34-33 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 27-25 in favor of the Flyers. Hits were 41-26 in favor of the Flyers. And on the power play, the Caps were 0-1 and the Flyers 0-2. In OT, nothing happened, so it would be remain a 2-2 tie going into a shootout. In the first round, Shane Gostisbehere missed and TJ Oshie scored. In the second round, both Claude Giroux and Evgeny Kuznetsov missed. In the third round, Jacob Voracek would score and Nicholas Backstrom would miss, and then in the fourth round, Wayne Simmonds would score and Justin Williams would miss, thus leading into a Flyers 3-2 shootout victory over the Caps. Shots were tied at 38 apiece, faceoffs were 30-25 in favor of the Flyers, hits were 42-28 in favor of the Flyers, and on the power play, the Caps were 0-1 and the Flyers 0-2. This was a very tough loss for the Caps, but definitely a good game to see how the Flyers have evolved since the last time the Caps faced the Flyers in the playoffs. The Caps, obviously, next time when they face the Flyers, know that it will be a much tougher challenge the next time around when they go up against Philadelphia. And then on December 22nd, the St. Louis Blues plays forward Paul Stastny on injured reserve Thursday with an upper body injury. It's unclear how much time Stastny will miss. He has 7 goals and 17 points in 34 games this season, including an assist in a 3-2 overtime win against the Dallas Stars on Tuesday. He took a couple of shifts in the third period against Dallas before sitting out the rest of the game. Jaromir Jagr had an assist on the Florida Panthers' goal in their 3-1 loss to the Boston Bruins for his 1,880th NHL point and moved past Marc Messier into sole possession of second place on the NHL all-time points list. Jagr, who has had 2 goals and 6 assists in his past 9 games, got the milestone point while playing in his 1,663rd NHL game, 93 fewer than Messier played in his career. Jagr now sits 12 points shy of joining Wayne Gretzky as the only players to have 1,900 NHL points. Jagr, who will celebrate his 45th birthday February 15th, also is 2 assists shy of tying Paul Coffey for 5th place in league history in regards to assists. The Columbus Blue Jackets scored 7 unanswered goals, powered by Scott Hartnell's 9th NHL hat trick, to extend their franchise record win streak to 11 games and move into a share of first place in the NHL standings. The Blues are tied in terms of points with the Chicago Blackhawks, but the Blue Jackets have 4 games in hand. The Blue Jackets' win streak is the longest in the NHL since last season, when the Anaheim Ducks, Blackhawks, and Panthers each had undefeated runs of at least 11 games or more. The Minnesota Wild faced a pair of 1-goal deficits before Eric Staal scored the go-ahead goal while shorthanded to help the Wild match a franchise record with its 9th consecutive victory. The Wild also extended their point streak to 10 games, equaling a franchise record sent from March 8th through the 27th of 2007 and matched January 20th through February 14th, 2015. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we'll come back from the break, and when we come back, or we'll go to break, and when we come back, we'll go over the Caps game last night and all the news and notes from yesterday in the NHL.
Tilted Kilt Girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. More information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you interested in science fiction, fantasy, anime, science, comics, writing, gaming, costuming, art, filmmaking, podcasting, and more? Then come to Farpoint on February 17th through 19th, 2017 at the Radisson Hotel, North Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland. Come see special guests Sam Witwer and Enver Jokai. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit farpointcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And it is now time to talk about yesterday in the NHL. Starting off with Sergei Bobrovsky making 36 saves to help the Columbus Blue Jackets extend their franchise record win streak to 12 games, equaling the longest such run in the NHL during the past 4 seasons. Two teams who have posted longer single-season win streaks since the start of 2005-2006, the 2009-10 Capitals, with a 14-0 record, and the 2012-13 Penguins, with a 15-0 record, according to the LA Sports Bureau. The first-place Blue Jackets also established a franchise record by extending their point streak to 14 games. Bobrovsky pushed his personal wins and point streaks to 10 and 12 games, respectively, to establish NHL career highs and Blue Jackets records for each. The Minnesota Wild scored 5 times in the second period, including 2 goals in the span of 18 seconds in the first minute, en route to establishing franchise records for consecutive wins and games with a point. Charlie Coyles, Jason Zucker, and Miku Koivu led the Wild offense, which scored 5 goals in 1 period during the regular season road game for the first time. On a milestone night for the Arizona Coyotes captain Shane Doan, it was Arizona native Austin Matthews who helped his team to victory with an assist on the game's opening goal. Matthews, who shares the Toronto Maple Leafs lead and is second among NHL rookies with 16 goals and 26 points in 33 games, found the score sheet just 3:04 into his first NHL game in his home state after taking the opening faceoff against Doan, his childhood idol. Doan, meanwhile, scored his 400th NHL goal while becoming the third active player to skate in 1,500 career games. Sidney Crosby scored for a third straight game to help the Penguins improve the 15-2-2 at PPG Paints Arena and extend their home point streak to 9 games. Crosby's league-leading 24th goal of the season was his 9th power play goal, also tops in the NHL. It was the 110th power play goal of his NHL career, placing him in a tie for third place in Penguins history behind Mario Lemieux and Evgeny Malkin. The Hurricanes overcame a 2-0 deficit to set the stage for Tuukka Teravainen's goal in overtime as they extended their home point streak to 10 games, their longest run since a 12-0 stretch from February 20th to April 7th, 2009. Cam Ward made 31 saves and has been the goaltender of record 8 times during the current streak at PNC Arena, going 7-0-1 with a 1.50 goals against average and 0.945 save percentage and 2 shutouts during that span. Should also be noted that the NHL holiday break begins today and runs through Monday. There are no scheduled practices during this time, and dressing rooms are also closed. And now going into the Caps game from last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The lineup for the Lightning was Brian Boyle with Vatilia Filppula and Jonathan Drouin, Alex Killorn with Braden Point and Tyler Johnson, Corey Connacher, Tanner Richard, and Eric Condra, Michel Bournival with JT Brown and Nikita Nesterov, Victor Hedman with Anton Stroman, Jason Garrison with Andre Schuster, Slater Cuckoo with Braden Coburn, and Andre Vasilevsky in the net. For the Washington Capitals, it was Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jacob Vrana with Lars Eller and Andrei Burakovsky, Brett Connolly with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Alsner with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby in net. And for the Capitals, it only took 55 seconds to get on the board as John Carlson scored his second of the season from Carl Alsner and Tom Wilson, the third and first, respectively. Then at 3:08, Tyler Johnson would be called for hooking. Then at 5:49, Jay Beagle would be called for interference. And then at 10:48, Andrei Burakovsky would be called for tripping. But at 15:42, John Carlson would score his second of the game and third of the season from Marcus Johansson and Nicholas Backstrom, their 11th and 19th, respectively. So the Caps would go into the second period with a 2-0 lead. Shots are 10-2 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs are 10-5 in favor of Washington. Hits were 4-1 in favor of Washington. And Tampa Bay was 0-2, and the Caps were 0-1 on the power play. This was a very good first period for the Capitals. They scored on their first shot in the first minute of the game, plus they were very strong in the faceoff circle. The Caps need to remain disciplined and stay out of the penalty box. You don't want to give the Lightning a chance to get back into this game. At 10:48, Alex Ovechkin would score his 15th of the season from Dmitry Orlov, his 13th of the season at 10:48. Then Corey Connacher would be called for tripping at 18:52. The Capitals would go into the third period up 3-0. Shots were 20-11 for the Caps. Faceoffs were 21-18 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 13-5 in favor of the Caps. And on the power play, Tampa was 0-2, and the Caps were 0-1 with their second in progress. And then the Capitals did a very good job of weathering the Lightning's push to start the period. The Caps remained disciplined and kept playing their game. The Caps need to capitalize on their power play opportunities, remain disciplined, and continue to control the tempo of the game. And in the third period at 6:25, Marcus Johansson would be called for goalie interference. But then at 8:33, immediately after getting out of the penalty box, Marcus Johansson would score his 13th of the season from Nicholas Backstrom, his 20th of the season. And as a result, the Washington Capitals would win 4-0 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Shots were 27-23 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 31-28 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 21-11 in favor of the Caps. On the power play, Tampa was 0-3 and the Caps were 0-2. This was a very good game for the Caps to win going into the break. Many people were already writing this game off as a scheduled loss for Tampa Bay, but still for the Capitals, it was a good bounce-back victory after losing in the shootout to the Philadelphia Flyers 2 nights before. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. We will be back either Friday or Saturday of this upcoming week. I'm going to kind of take a look at things and see when would be best to put up the next episode. And as always, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey, Facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And you can listen to all the other past episodes of the Experience Hockey Talk, plus the other podcast I do, The Experience, which covers conventions and is the official podcast of MCW Pro Wrestling, on soundcloud.com/x75-productions. And as always, as we are brought to you by the Tilda Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, the Tilda Kilt Pub and Eerie, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.